Welcome to morning prayer on Monday the 7th of September. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and full of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has set out our sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so is the Lord merciful towards those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, and he remembers that we are but dust. Our days are but as grass, we flourish as a flower of the field. For as soon as the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord is from of old, and it endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 123. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. I lift up my eyes to you that are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hands of their master, or the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord until we have mercy upon us. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of the arrogant and of the contempt of the proud. Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Sovereign God, enthroned in the heavens, look upon us with your eyes of mercy as we look on you with humility and love, and fill our souls with your peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 125. Glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our God. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but stands fast forever. As the hills stand about Jerusalem, so the Lord stands round about his people, from this time forth forevermore. The sceptre of wickedness shall not hold sway over the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous turn their hands to evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are true of heart. Those who turn aside to crooked ways, the Lord shall take away with the evildoers, but let there be peace among Israel. Glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our God. God of power, you are strong to save, and you never fail those who trust in you. Keep us under your protection and spread abroad your reign of peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Let us pray. O Lord, direct our steps this day into the way of peace, and strengthen our hearts to obey your commandments. May the day's spring visit us from on high, and give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, that they may adore you for your mercy, follow you for your truth, desire ye for your sweetness, for you are the blessed Lord God of earth, now and forever. Amen. Dear God, thank you for waking me up today. You have given me another sunrise to enjoy. Thank you for the wonderful sounds of nature and the cool breeze brushing through the trees, making the birds sing beautiful melodies. I praise you, Father, for allowing me to live another beautiful day in your kingdom. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.